Belle Biv DeVoe hosting a big concert at City Hall Plaza with the mayor on Saturday night called the Unity Concert. It was a free show. They also had an hour's worth of local acts that perform.
Oh, that's cool.
So Friday afternoon, I'm on the playground, back with all my playground moms.
Were you guys exchanging recipes and whatnot?
Well, you lose contact with some of your playground moms during the summer months. So
hey,
it's good to reconnect.
How you doing? You look tan.
I'm surprised you didn't hand that over to Lana now that she doesn't have the shot and be like, nap time.
I enjoy it. I enjoy going and picking up Barrett.
He gets
afternoon.
On the swings.
Yeah, because, you know, she gets to drop him off. I get to pick him up every afternoon.
That's wonderful.
And my phone rings, and it is Michael Bivins from
You're
Bell
a liar.
DeVoe.
Wait, what?
Yes. So I guess after our interview, he reached out to our boss, Sal, and said, I loved the guys that you had me on with. Do you think one of them would be interested in coming out and helping host the concert on Saturday?
And which choice were you? Because I'm thinking he wanted Kennedy first.
I think he called you both and you didn't answer.
Not true. I did not receive a phone call from anybody. So clearly we know who Sal likes best. All right.
So he called me and he was like, what are you doing Saturday night? I was like, oh, well, I'm coming to your show. And he said, awesome. So 7:45, I would like you to come up on stage and introduce the mayor who's going to bring up the band.
Nice.
What?
And I'm like, I am in. Done. I love Belle Biv DeVoe. I love that music. I just grew up on the old school hip hop. So I get to the show and it was amazing. I have to tell you, it was packed. All people from across all races. It just didn't matter. Everybody was there to see a free show and celebrate this. Also, you know, people brought in donations. It was just a lot of fun. So I had a chance for a few minutes to talk to Mayor Marty Walsh. This was before the show actually happened. Oh, wait, that was the introduction. That wasn't it. Hang on. I pulled up the one. Let me grab the Mayor Walsh.
I just love shows down there. I love the concerts.
It really
that are all
is.
Down
it
there. Anytime you see that, it's just a great meeting place.
All right, here we go. Here's the interview. Okay, so I'm here with Mayor Walsh. The Unity Concert is happening at City Hall Plaza. Belle Biv DeVoe is going to be taking the stage in just a few minutes. You have to be so excited to see the turnout tonight.
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, so many people and the diversity of ages. It's hilarious. You see some younger people here, but a lot of people, and they're like, you know, 40s to 60s, who they grew up with New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe.
All of the families around here, all of the kids, and then just race-wise, everybody is here and they're having a great time.
Yeah, and then that's, you know, Michael Bivins and Belle Biv DeVoe are incredible to the city of Boston, and I'm really grateful and happy that this crowd is here tonight and that it is this crowd. I mean, this is that, lots going on in the world with hurricanes and with racism and with the anti-immigration and immigrants, and it's not happening here in City Hall Plaza. It's all about love, unity, and peace, and, you know, we're doing a lot of good things here tonight, so I want to thank everyone who came out.
Well, I want to thank you because I feel like you really represented our city as the protests were getting ready to happen, and you were like, listen, if you're going to come here full of hate, we don't want you because that's not what we're about. And I just want to thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was we didn't know what to expect then, and thank God it turned out the way it did. And then a week and a half later, we had 12 truckloads of materials brought down to Houston, and we're going to have more tonight. And unfortunately, I put a call in today to the mayor of Tampa. He's a friend of mine, and he texted me back. I said, we're praying for you in Boston, and we're thinking if you need anything, let us know. So, I mean, it's tough, and we'll be there for anybody that wants us to be there for them.
Thank you, Mayor. Good to see you again. Thank you. So I went out into the crowd with the microphone.
Yeah.
And I actually, I bumped into these four dudes, Kennedy.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, Kangols.
Do you have a picture?
Track suits. There's video of this.
Okay.
We're
going
to have the video up on the website a little bit later. And it turns out one of the guys I know I play basketball with, one of the best basketball players I've ever met, and he's in his 50s and can still kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to kind of talk to them, get a little bit of sense of what was going on.
All right, what's your name and where are you from?
Finesse, and I'm from Lynn.
Reggie, Boston, Mass.
Spencer, Boston.
Antonio, Boston, Mass.
I asked if you guys were single, right?
Well, I'm single. I'm all the way single, ready to mingle.
What about the guys that are married? Are they allowed to hang out with you?
Well, their wives don't want them to because they feel we're not a good influence. But we are. We keep a happy marriage happy.
So why are you out here tonight?
I'm out here because all my fellas are here and I watch these kids grow up, you know, and my man Brooke Payne and everybody. I'm just here to have a good time. And my man and them came down. 40 years right here.
I can't imagine how many ladies have had their hearts crushed in 43 years.
Oh, yeah. We crush and bring them back.
They come back later.
And a few happy.
Yeah. It'd be easy to count the ones that had them mended.
I like that guy.
Yeah, that was finesse. That was finesse.
I need to meet finesse.
Oh, all four of them, just great, great guys. You come hang out at the community center, play some basketball on a Saturday afternoon. You'll get to meet all of them, Kennedy.
Hi, boys.
And real quick,
I'm here.
All right, here's
I'm all the way single.
Here's
some pom poms.
Here's the intro on stage. Caught up
you
in the
geeked out pretty hard. There.
I did.
Wow.
I got caught up
I
in it.
I swear to God, guys, I am hip. Is what that said to me.
Guys, I had zippers on my pants at one point.
I know what I look like in front of you right now.
I had parachute.
I had hair.
I was a members only.
Totally.
I wore one glove.
Yes.
I swear.
So embarrassing, but so much fun. Thank you, Kennedy. Thank you,
really
Kennedy.
Good.
You get me.
I get you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.